And good morning. It is Four States Live on this Tuesday, May the 11th. With us this morning, Ann Leach, the doodle queen of the Four State area.
Wow. Okay.
You need to get yourself a crown. A doodle queen crown.
There you go.
Say that three times fast.
No, thank you.
No. So we are talking about doodling this morning, but I can't remember exactly what you said about it.
Doodling through difficulty.
There we go. There we go.
Because, you know, people are having a tough time.
Right.
There's so much going on, and there's a lot of healing that needs to happen. So a way to help us kind of track that journey and go through that process. Yeah.
So how do we doodle through our difficulties? And, you know, I know, and we'll just briefly mention it and move on.
Okay.
But we've got the 10th anniversary that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are some
tornado.
People.
Yeah.
Yes. So there are some people who are going to be having a difficult time with that.
Right. Absolutely. Yes. The tornado is a huge memory. You know, we just went through Mother's Day. That's not always a terrific time for people, right? Depending on the relationship they had with their mothers. The same with Father's Day coming up. Graduation, traditionally a time of excitement, but sometimes not, right? Emptiness syndrome does exist. And so there's just a lot of change happening at this time of year. And I find that to be able to just sit down with pen and paper and doodle it out can really be effective.
So you handed me a clipboard
with
some paper on it.
And you have a pen, right? Do you remember back in school the old number lines? Did you ever? You're too young.
I just gave you a confused look, so probably not.
Most of our listeners will remember, I hope. We're going to draw a number line. So all you do is down the center of that paper, just draw a line. Turn it, horizontally.
Or like this?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. And on that left side, you put the year that you were born.
Oh, this type of number line.
Yeah.
I call them timelines.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, that's what we're doing. And you all can do this at home, but don't do it in your car.
Yes.
Okay, wait until later. Oh, my gosh, look at that year. It was a great year.
It was. Okay. Very, very vintage year.
And then what we're going to start doing is just jotting down, according to the age that you were, a memory of one of your first big changes. It could be the death of an important family member. It could be having to move because dad got a different job. It could be having to give up a pet because that particular animal didn't get along with your longtime dog, right? So just jot down a couple of memories of some big changes in your life. Even going to school for the first time.
Right.
It'd be scary, right?
So I'm going to guess on the year.
Yeah. And you just kind of plot it out down that number line or timeline, as you call it.
We'll do that.
Yeah. And so you just write the event, and then you know, we talk in here all the time about creating a visual icon. And so is there a picture that comes to mind? Maybe it's that dog's face. Maybe it's my grandpa always read the Wall Street Journal, so I think of a newspaper when I think of him, or some visual icon that you could doodle to represent that change in your life. And again, folks, remember, we say this is fun art, not fine art.
Right.
It's just a scribble, right?
Yep.
Just a scribble.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then let's see here. Apparently, nothing horribly exciting happened. And let's see here. That would have been.
Yeah. And that's okay. That's okay. Especially as kids, we don't want a lot of change and trauma, right?
Let's see here.
But as we progress through our life, things start to change. Maybe it's that first fender bender and we just got that new car. You know, It's a lot.
Right.
It's a lot. Yeah.
Right.
And so then you doodle a familiar icon and then just write one feeling word about that event. So were you sad? Were you shocked? Were you angry? One feeling word.
Okay. I don't know what to draw for this one.
But. Yeah. And again, it doesn't have to mean anything to anybody else. This is for you.
And then, let's see here. 1995. Graduation.
Yeah. Oh, man. When I was a junior, my best friend from high school was a senior. And I cried my way through her graduation. I was just going to miss seeing her every day at school. It was a weird time, I remember.
I'm a horrible drawer. You know that, right?
It's okay. Oh, no, that looks good. She's drawing her graduation cap. Yeah.
So.
Okay.
So we got a couple of things
right.
going here.
Right.
But you can make, you know, this timeline as crowded as you want.
Exactly.
And then, you know, you can kind of look back going, okay, maybe life right. wasn't so bad.
Right, right. And then what we will eventually do is flip that and turn them into positive memories. You know, this is so interesting to me because when they say body, mind, and spirit, that really is true. Our physical body holds on to memories, right? Mm-hmm. Each cell in the body has a cell memory of this time. And as we get triggered by anniversaries, as we get triggered by maybe that first year after the event, the cells in our body kind of, it's that old fight or flight
sure.
experience, right? They come up to be healed, but also to protect us from the severity of those memories.
You know, it was weird. My husband and I were actually having a conversation maybe over the weekend about how it's almost like music.
Uh-huh.
Like you can, like I'll hear a certain song and it transports me back in time.
Exactly. Yes.
And it's mm-hmm. the same memory every single time.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So it's almost like it puts a little bookmark in your brain.
Right. That's a good point. Yeah, that's a great way of describing it. Yeah.
So anyway, we're going to be taking a quick break here. We're going to be talking more with Ann Leach. That's coming up next here on Four States Live.
Your radio home for Kansas City Chiefs football. 860 AM KKOW and 97.5 FM Joplin. Here's your local news on 860 AM KKOW and 97.5 FM Joplin.
This is your KOAM news update. I'm Tanya Bach. Authorities identify a man found in Tar Creek. Police with the Grand River Dam Authority identified the man as 24-year-old Casey Hampton of Miami. A resident on Saturday found Hampton's body in Tar Creek just north of the Neosho River in Miami on Saturday. The investigation is still ongoing. Police identify a man who died in a crash on Saturday. They say that man was 26-year-old Chance Olson. Authorities say Olson was riding his motorcycle on 32nd Street when he hit a Chevy Tahoe making a turn onto Connecticut. Olson was taken to the hospital where he died. The occupants of the Tahoe were not hurt. No injuries reported after authorities say a Carl Junction school bus was rear-ended by a truck. It happened yesterday afternoon near the intersection of Fleece Lane and Peace Church Avenue in Jasper County. According to the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the driver of the truck thought the gas pedal was the brake. From the KOAM newsroom, I'm Tanya Bach.
KOAMNewsNow.com, offering expanded breaking news and local coverage in the four states. Watch full newscasts from KOAM and Fox 14. See breaking news events and get weather alerts wherever you are. KOAMNewsNow.com, your go-to source for online news.
Want to know what makes Specialty Risk Insurance a leader in our field? Hi, I am Chip Cortez, and we see our customers as more than just business. We are protecting the important assets in your life, and we take that seriously. We want to make sure your policy is always up to date, building values are correct, and we sit down with you to tailor your policy to your individual needs. Insurance is more than just a policy, and we are more than just an agency. That means no 800 number. Call us anytime with any questions, and we also handle your claims directly, because to us, you're family.
DQ presents Picture this. Picture the new DQ Summer Blizzard treat menu with iconic flavors that taste like instant summer. You order the one and only drumstick blizzard with peanuts. Oh, wow. Crunchy waffle cone pieces, world-famous DQ soft serve, and blue sky bliss. Or maybe you get the brownie batter blizzard. Ooh-wee. Fudgy brownie goodness. You're feeling breezy and dreamy all over. Moments like these are why the new DQ Summer Blizzard treat menu exists. Get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
In an uncertain market, you need to maximize the quality and profitability of your stored grains by controlling profit-robbing insects. A tank mix of Diacon IGR and Sentinel EC Insecticide, or Diacon IGR Plus, offers the long-term control of an insect growth regulator and the knockdown power of a broad-spectrum insecticide. Keep grain clean with grain protectants from Central Life Sciences. To learn more, contact your local dealer or visit bugfreegrains.com.
Good morning. Today is Tuesday, May 11th, the 131st day of 2021. 234 days are left in the year, and there will be 14 hours and 6 minutes of daylight today. Sunrise today was at 6:12 a.m., with sunset coming at 8:18 p.m. And now let's take a look back at the closing markets for Monday, May 10th. Market data provided by Bar Chart. In the cash cattle comments, all was typically quiet in the country Monday afternoon, with bids and asking prices not established as of yet, and significant trade volume will likely be delayed until Wednesday or later. New show lists appear to be mixed, higher in Texas, somewhat lower in Kansas, and lower in Nebraska and Colorado. Monday's slaughter totaled 119,000 head, 5,000 more than last week and 30,000 greater than a year ago. Cattle futures closed moderately to sharply higher on live contracts, up 22 to 220, with nearbys faring better than deferreds, and feeder issues ended the day sharply higher, up 235 to 442. Beef cutouts closed higher with generally light box movement. At the mercantile, June live cattle finished at 118.22, up 220. August added $1.50 at 120.35, and October was at 124.55, gaining $1.10. May feeder cattle finished at 135.45, up 3.72. August was at 148.70, adding 4.42. And September rose 4.02 at 150.07. May lean hogs finished at 111.90, down 7 cents. June was at 112.10, dropping 75 cents. And July was off 85 cents at 112.70. From the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat was down 31 cents at 742.5. July was at 730.5, losing 31.25, and September was off 31.25 at 731 even. May corn finished at 748 even, dropping 24.75. July was down 20.5 at 711.75, and September was at 629 even, losing 25.75. May soybeans lost a penny at 1620 even. July was at 1587.5, dropping 2.25. And August was off 8.75 at 15.28.75. May soybean meal added $1.90 at 444.40. July was up 50 cents at 442.30. And August was down 20 cents at 435.60. May soybean oil finished at 66.10, dropping 28 points. July fell 64 points at 63.84. And August was down 76 points at 60.47. At the Kansas City Board of Trade, May wheat finished at 695.5, down 32.25. July was off 33.25 at 703.5, and September was off 33 cents at 707.5. That has been a look at Monday's closing markets. I'm downtown Keith Brown on the Four States Ag Leader.
Here's your forecast on 860 AM KKOW and 97.5 FM Joplin.
Cloudy and cool this morning with a weak disturbance moving in out of the Rockies, and that will increase our chance of scattered showers this afternoon with a high 59. Rain off and on through this evening, our overnight low 48, and with a clearing sky throughout Wednesday, our high 64. From the AMI Radio Group 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Current conditions around the Forest State area, mostly cloudy skies. 45 in Joplin, 47 in Miami, Oklahoma, and 44 degrees in Rogers, Arkansas. It's 45 Pittsburgh, Kansas, 90% humidity, a wind out of the northeast at 5, 743, and you are up to date on conditions in the four states.
Welcome back. This is Four States Live with Shannon Bruffett and local guests from right here in the four states.
And welcome back. It is Four States Live. Back with us this morning, Ann Leach, a local life coach, as well as the doodle queen extraordinaire. But we are talking about doodling through difficulties. Mm-hmm. So how do we take maybe some of those bad things, mm-hmm. or what we would consider bad experiences,
right.
In our lives, and how you know you talked about flipping it and making it into a positive. Yeah. How do we do that?
Yeah, that sounds kind of odd, doesn't it? Especially when we're in the midst of pain and upset. But I have an example that I'll share. But my personal philosophy is that life is happening for us, not to us. Okay, so I always want to, with some time passing, I want to go back and review those tough times and ask myself, what was the purpose? Why did I have to go through that? It was so painful, so hurtful. Is there anything I'm supposed to learn from this experience, right? So, and my example is my Aunt Lois. I'll just say it. She was not a warm and fuzzy person.
Okay.
You know? I loved her dearly, and she brought lots of good into my life, but just to deal with her on a regular basis.
Not so great?
Yeah. She had friends. She was very popular, but as I described it to my cousins, it was more surface friendships. You know, you were just social with people,
right.
No real deep support or level of conversation there. And so when she died, I did not cry for days, you know? It was like, oh, well, that's too bad. But it happens. So when I look back on my experience with her in my life, and I ask myself, what other gifts did she bring to my life? I have to be honest and say, she taught me how I don't want to show up as a friend. Right? I want mm-hmm. to have a deeper connection with my inner circle of support. And so that's a simple example, but we look for the lesson, I guess.
Right.
Not that we're analyzing every single event and person or denying our initial feelings about it, but I think there can be some healing that happens if we look at why did this come into my life at this time?
You know, and it's one of those, you and I've had this discussion before. Like, I'd never been a big believer in things happen for a reason.
Uh-huh.
But I'm starting to, you know, change my thought process.
Right.
On that, you know,
right.
Like I'm where I need to be.
Mm-hmm.
It took a rough road to get here.
Yes.
But I'm where I need to be.
Yeah. I like that.
So mm-hmm. like perfect spot. Perfect time. So, you know, if I had been working, I wouldn't have been able to homeschool Grayson last year.
Exactly. Yes.
You know, when we went to spring break and never came back.
Right.
Type
right.
thing. So, and then yeah. this job opened up, and it's perfect timing.
Exactly.
Perfect timing. So, yeah, you're right. It's finding out. I mean, it was a rough road to get there.
Sure.
Rough road. But here we are.
So as we transform those memories of those experiences, I like to look for a color. And I didn't bring my color markers today. But if you went back through each of those events on your timeline and just assigned a color to them, how they make you feel. And again, that's a very personal representation, right?
Sure.
To some people, red is anger and upset. To other people, it's soothing and about love. So we're not going to judge our color choice, but just kind of select a color for that event.
I think for some of the events that I've had happen in my life, calf scour.
Yes.
Cover it in calf scour.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, I'm not going to lie. 2019 was a pretty sucky year.
Yeah.
So, but here we are.
Right.
So
that's right.
We made it.
You bet.
We made it. So we're going to be taking another quick break here, and join us back with Ann Leach for one more segment that's coming up next on Four States Live. Keep it right here.
Come have a totally awesome time at the Joplin Area Chamber of Commerce 29th Annual Business Expo at Downstream Resort Pavilion, presented by Freeman Health System and Downstream Casino Resort. May 25th is Business to Business Day from noon to 7:30 p.m., where your business card is your entry ticket. May 26th is Community Day from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. Come interact with over 130 local businesses. Just $5 for adults, and kids 5 and under are free. For details, visit the Chamber's website, joplincc.com.
Spring is coming. Seed and Farm Supply in Lamar is the Four States dealer for Westfield augers. Seed and Farm Supply has a full selection of new Westfield augers in stock now. They also carry a full line of parts if you just need to get yours back in working order. Now, if you're tired of dealing with old augers, give Marty and Russ a call and see about trading in your old auger. Seed and Farm Supply. Call them today, 417-682-6465, or check them out at seedandfarm.com.
It's bicycling season, and motorists are reminded to watch for them and share the road. Bicycling is a great way to spend time outdoors, and the nicer the weather, the more bicyclists will take to the roadways. Drivers are urged to stay alert. Preliminary 2020 statistics indicate 8 people died and 369 people were injured in 437 traffic crashes involving bicycles that year. Bicycles and vehicles can share the road safely when both are courteous, pay attention, and follow all traffic laws. A public service announcement from your Missouri State Highway Patrol.
Hi, I'm Bob Brown from the Joplin Memorial Run. It's time to register for our event on May 22nd this year. We've got a new location at Cunningham Park, and you can sign up at the JoplinMemorialRun.com website. You can sign up for the 1 mile kids fun run, the 5K, the 10K, the half marathon relay, or the half marathon. That's JoplinMemorialRun.com on May 22nd at Cunningham Park. We'll see you there.
Your radio station for farm and ranch news, 860 AM KKOW and 97.5 FM Joplin. This is Four States Live with Shannon Bruffett. Welcome back.
And welcome back. It is Four States Live on this Tuesday, May the 11th. Back with us this morning, Ann Leach. It's kind of a cold, chilly day.
I was just looking outside. I mean, the sun's starting to come out, but it's still kind of gray.
Well, this window doesn't help either.
Yeah, okay.
It's kind of, that's part of it, because it's got a little bit of tinting to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, basically I can be in a giant fishbowl and people can just come and tap on the glass. That's what they do sometimes. But
right.
So we're talking about doodling through difficulties.
Yes.
And during the last segment, we were talking about colors and mm-hmm, how mm-hmm. colors can mean a certain thing.
Mm-hmm.
How do you go about choosing your color?
It's just intuitive, whatever comes to your mind first. Or if you think about, and there are whole websites devoted to this actually about the meaning of color. So you could check that out. You could just do it intuitively. You could think back on, you know, what was I wearing that day? Whatever. It's just purely personal choice.
You know, and it's really weird because there are some things that aromas can.
Yes, yes.
Almost like hearing that song.
Right.
That can trigger a memory.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point, too.
Our brains are weird things, aren't they?
You know, really, when you think about all the brain does for us in a day, it's pretty phenomenal. It's pretty phenomenal.
That's why you got to get some good sleep. Give your brain a chance to rest up.
Absolutely.
Because it's got to do it again the next day.
Mm-hmm. And we were talking about that idea of the cell memories. And the brain is doing its part, too. The brain looks for patterns. And so that's why sometimes it's so difficult to move past the memories and past certain experiences. Because the brain is constantly scanning the room, if you will, looking for a familiar pattern. And it can't discern positive from negative. So that's why when we start to flip the memory into a positive lesson that we can take with us moving forward, it takes a while for the brain to accept mm-hmm. that.
Yeah. And sometimes it can take years.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. Uh-huh. How do you deal with things that take years to get over?
I just advocate the use of positive affirmations where I acknowledge the feelings. And my secret sauce is a phrase, until now. So we can talk about the upset. It just seems like my life is full of death and destruction until now.
Right.
And that phrase helps interrupt the brain's processing to introduce the possibility of something new. Yeah.
So talk about the importance of doodling. How does that help our brain?
You know, the brain loves that because it's a familiar movement. We come through school learning to color and express ourselves creatively. And so the brain gets it. The brain understands and remembers that. So anytime, just the kinetic movement of our hand on the paper, it's actually soothing to the brain. And it's soothing to the heart. It calms our blood pressure. It gives us a chance to focus that brain and turn it into a positive activity.
Yeah, Grayson's not much of a doodler, mm-hmm. but he likes drawing music notes.
There you go.
He writes his own music.
Yeah, that's the same type of activity. Mm-hmm. The brain loves that. Yeah.
Especially that one. And whenever he's doing that, he's quiet. So there I like it too. So
double benefit.
It is. Yeah. Absolutely mm-hmm. a double benefit. So
yeah,
he's not, you know, into doodle, but
yes, mm-hmm.
but he will draw maps. He does like drawing maps mm-hmm. too.
Right.
So he'll do that.
So I've compiled a whole list of doodle activities, worksheets, if you will, and they are going to be available free of charge in a downloadable PDF.
Oh, wow.
In fact, Ozark Center, our behavioral health center, has sponsored this. And it will be available actually the week of the tornado anniversary.
Okay.
Just as a tool to help people. So I'll get you a copy.
Yes.
You can put it on your
Absolutely.
Social media pages. And our listeners will be available to download that.
That's awesome. That's mm-hmm. That's great. And it's mm-hmm. a way, because I know people all deal with this in their own way. Some people don't want to talk about it.
Exactly.
Some people just want to move on. Some people want to dwell on it.
Right. And these activities are suitable for the whole family. So even little kids, we think, well, they haven't been around long enough to have any big losses. It's not true.
Right.
You know, we leave our teddy bear behind at a family picnic or they understand a lot more than we give them credit.
They do. And they observe.
Yes.
Too.
Yes, exactly.
So that's one thing that we've got to be careful with around Grayson.
Right.
Like he was only 7 months old when the tornado hit.
Right.
But he had to drive through. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All that for, you know, a couple of years before things got rebuilt. And so it does affect him.
You bet. Speaking of that, we're going to be doing a fun little craft activity for the tornado anniversary. It's called Wings of Strength, and we're just going to do a simple craft, but we're creating did you ever do the coffee filter butterflies?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. So the whole family can come out to Cunningham Park between 3:30 and 5 on May 22nd. Make your own butterfly. And then we're going to take those and actually use them to decorate the stage where the ceremony of remembrance will be held.
Wow.
Starting at 5:00. So
that'll be fun.
Yeah. And, you know, there was that whole thing about the butterfly people and mm-hmm. that came and protected so many of us. So,
and of course, all the butterflies that you see around Joplin.
Yes.
So that's
sculptures.
Yes.
The metal sculptures. Right.
They're pretty cool.
Yeah, they really are. Yeah. So that will be our little nod to the transformation that Joplin's been through in the past 10 years.
So, and if you want, you know, I'm sure for those who are around here 10 years ago, that's obviously going to be something that's going to be put on their timeline.
Right.
For a lot of people.
Absolutely. Yes.
when you have to move and you're not wanting to?
Yeah, that's right.
It's not how this works, Mother Nature. It's not how this works. So, but of course, you're a life coach as well. You not only talk with individuals, but you also go to businesses,
absolutely,
and that sort of thing to kind of get those creative juices flowing. How can folks get in contact with you if they're interested in your services?
Yeah, just check out my website. It's Ann Leach, L-E-A-C-H. AnnLeach.com. You could sign up for my newsletter, and I will not spam you. In fact, I haven't sent one out in over a month. So just as things come up, I do it. I'll be including this PDF of the journaling exercises in my next newsletter. That's another way to get a copy. So yeah, sign up and learn more about me and what I can do to serve you and your business.
And I'm looking forward to seeing the downloadable activity sheets for the tornado. Of course, you're going to be shipping me over a link or a copy
yes,
of it.
That I
way
will.
I can put it on my Facebook fan page.
I just did it in black and white to save people if they want to print the sheets out, save them some color cartridges.
Yes.
But you can add markers. You can do whatever you want, crayons, et cetera.
And again, this is something that's suitable for the entire family.
Exactly. Yes.
And especially on a coldish day like today.
Yes, we'll probably have more of them.
Yes. I can't believe we're almost to the middle of May and it's still this cold.
No, it's weird.
I'm not ready for it. And we're trying to get our swimming pool open. Like that's
good luck.
I know. Anyway, well, we are going to be taking a break for national news, and then coming up next on Four States Live, the Duttons recently stopped by the studio. They are back in Branson and ready to entertain the masses, so we're going to be getting some musical information from them. So a lot of fun to have on the show, but that's coming up next on Four States Live. Stay with us.
860 AM KKOW Pittsburgh and 97.5 K248 DR Joplin, part of the AMI Radio Group, serving millions in the four-state region and online at kkowam.com.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Vicki Barker in London. Pfizer calls FDA approval of its COVID vaccine for kids as young as 12 a big win in the pandemic.
It allows us to make a major step forward in terms of herd protection to protect all of us. And it importantly allows adolescents to get back to being adolescents.
Pfizer VP William Gruber. With more Americans taking to the skies as the pandemic recedes, many thousands are still wrangling over the trips they couldn't take.
Flyer complaints over refunds skyrocketed last year from less than 1,600 in 2019 to more than 89,500 in 2020. And now Consumer Reports says they've seen a tenfold increase in complaints about flight vouchers since January.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve. Showdown looming in the Senate Rules Committee over whether to send the For the People Act to the full Senate. Democrats say it will thwart Republican attempts to restrict voting rights. Republicans call it overreach. CBS political reporter Grace Seegers is watching.
For the Democrats, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's presence there is saying this is a really big priority for us. And for Minority Leader Mitch McConnell to be there, he's saying that getting rid of this bill, that's a really big priority for the Republicans.
Ouch, that pipeline hack attack is really starting to bite, as CBS's Jim Krasula tells us.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper has issued a state of emergency to ease highway and transport restrictions for gasoline tankers because of the Colonial Pipeline cyber attack shutdown. There have been long lines at many gas stations in the state and across the Southeast and Mid-Atlantic. Gas Buddy says as of Monday night, more than 6% of stations are without gas already in Virginia.
Colonial Pipeline hoping to have the fuel flowing again later this week. In Russia, 7 8th graders and a teacher have been killed in a school shooting. The BBC's Sarah Rainsford says a suspect is in custody.
He's been named in the press as a 19-year-old. We understand that he had an explosive device on him when he attacked the school this morning, and also an automatic weapon that was, in fact, a licensed weapon.
TV footage showed terrified children leaping from third-story windows to flee the barrage. Science Watch and new insights into some very old dietary habits.
Man, me and Pizza Hut go way back.
Sorry, Craig Robinson. Neanderthals and ancient humans have you beat by about 100,000 years, though their carbs of choice were more likely to be roots, vegetables, and seeds. By analyzing fossilized dental dental plaque, scientists at Harvard discovered our ancestors had bacteria to break down foods rich in starch, contributing to growth of the human brain.
CBS's Deborah Rodriguez. Does pizza contribute to further evolution of the human brain? This is CBS News.
CBS News Radio is your home for breaking news. With our team of reporters around the country and the world, we give you the coverage you can trust.
DQ presents. Picture this. Picture the new DQ Summer Blizzard Treat Menu with iconic flavors that taste like instant summer. You order the one and only Drumstick Blizzard with peanuts. Oh, wow. Crunchy waffle cone pieces, world-famous DQ Soft Serve, and Blue Sky Bliss. Or maybe you get the Brownie Batter Blizzard. Ooh-wee. Fudgy brownie goodness. You're feeling breezy and dreamy all over. Moments like these are why the new DQ Summer Blizzard Treat Menu exists. Get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Hi. Car needs a tune-up. Getting ready to finally hit the open road.
A road trip, huh? Got a Febreze Carvent Clip in there.
Febreze Carvent Clip?
Oh, yeah. Can't have a road trip without Febreze. Freshens your ride for up to 30 days.
Do I pay for installation?
Nah, it's easy. Watch, you just clip it in and...
That's fresh.
Your Febreze Carvent Clip is ready to go.
Thanks for the Carvent Clip!
Send me a postcard!
A South Florida school superintendent could get a huge golden parachute for quitting, but there's one big catch. CBS News correspondent Peter King reports from Orlando.
Broward School Superintendent Robert Runcy has been indicted for perjury, and last month he offered to quit.
I'm willing to discuss a path to a mutual agreement of separation.
When the school board meets today, it'll vote on a package worth nearly $750,000, including severance pay, vacation and sick time accrued, medical benefits, salary, and more. But he only gets it all if he beats the perjury charge. Runcy is accused of lying to a grand jury that's investigating the Parkland High School shootings and safety issues. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
And finally, pediatricians say they've been seeing alarming weight gains in children and adolescents returning for checkups for the first time since the pandemic began. They're also reporting more high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and fatty liver disease in kids. I'm Vicki Barker, CBS News.
I'm former U.S. counterterrorism officer Drew Berquist. In a one-party controlled country whose policies continue to move further to the left, it's hard to find a group willing to stand up for the right. That's why we created Mammoth Nation. We're standing strong for all Americans. Mammoth Nation is America's conservative discount club. As a member, you get great discounts, massive savings on travel, shopping, wireless, sporting goods, even prescriptions. Membership supports conservative businesses and the causes that you care about, like the Wounded Blue. For every Total Wellness plan purchased, Mammoth Nation will donate a plan to a police officer in need. This provides critical support to our law enforcement community. It's just one of the things that makes Mammoth Nation so great. And it's so affordable. If you join now, you get a 30% discount on a lifetime membership. Normally $299, this month, just $199, which pays for itself in just a few purchases. Maybe just one. So go to MammothNation.com and become a lifetime member today.
Daily, fresh cooked meals, neighbors that treat you like family, and a gorgeous place to call home. Welcome to the community of Westridge in Girard, Kansas. Westridge offers beautiful independent living apartments as well as an assisted living facility for ages 62 and over. Enjoy their beautiful salon and plenty of entertainment options from games, TV rooms, and dining areas. Call 620-724-6760 to schedule a tour. Westridge Assisted Living in Girard. Find them fast in names and numbers.
Here's your forecast on 860 AM KKOW and 97.5 FM Joplin.
Cloudy and cool this morning with a weak disturbance moving in out of the Rockies, and that will increase our chance of scattered showers this afternoon with a high 59. Rain off and on through this evening, our overnight low 48, and with a clearing sky throughout Wednesday, our high 64. From the AMI Radio Group 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ann Holiday.
This is Four States Live with Shannon Bruffett.
Hey, I'm Carrie Underwood, and I love my country.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light. broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
This is Four States Live with Shannon Bruffett. Welcome back.
One, two, three, four.
So I've got to ask, how do you keep from like not just dancing? Like you saw me over here doing this, right?
A lot of focus.
Okay, so apparently I don't have focus.
I was listening when she said doing this. She was doing a complete somersault, backflip, half twist in the air. It was awesome.
Yeah, a little bit like that.
The audience to vision exactly what's going on.
Yeah, Shannon Bruffett doing that. Yeah.
Yes, and I don't know if you know we're doing James Brown here. So, you know, you want to dance. You know, you want to dance.
I do.
James Brown bluegrassified. So that's what we're doing.
And I think that's interesting.
So it makes me feel fine.
And it should. So good.
And we actually, that's only the first song in our little bluegrassified medley.
We've got more.
So we have more.
So I appreciate that. But I do want to ask you, talk a little bit about how you guys get your show together. Because you just gave me a...
Well, John doesn't really have anything to do with that.
What happens is usually, so we're like separated in our own houses, and we drive to the theater to be together there.
And then you just throw it together?
Comes
and
together.
Then the synergy. The synergy,
no, that's kind of a daily thing. You mean when we're working it up?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like every day we just drive to work, and then we're there together.
Hello, no. Captain Obvious.
Yes.
Thank
yes,
you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hashtag.
So, okay.
That's how I thought. By the way, that's a perfect example of Amy. She's like, oh yeah, hashtag something.
So you're the hashtag girl?
Well, it just kind of started. Yesterday yesterday on our live stream because John kept saying hashtags, and so then I try to be all cute and quick, and then I can never come up with a good hashtag.
Actually, John was saying dumb things, and I said the hashtag to describe dumb dad jokes.
Dumb dad jokes, and then I said hashtag dumb John jokes.
Yeah. So, you almost said dumb John jokes. It was a little bit mixed up.
It was dumb done.
Oh, Jum John.
Oh, I will tune in for hashtag Dumb John jokes.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I also love dumb dad jokes.
He's full of Dumb John jokes.
So I got some friends from high school, and they've been texting them back and forth.
So you're pretty up to date on the dumb dad jokes.
Well, you know, I mean, like, you know what the difference is between Abu Dhabi and Dubai, don't you?
Tell me.
Like, Dubai don't like the Flintstones, but Abu Dhabi do.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my. But, no, a serious question, Amy. Serious.
I can be serious.
Can you kick him?
Yeah. Well, yes, I can, no, actually. There. I just did it.
But, like, how do you put together a show that flows?
Very good question. I'm actually the show director, so...
That's why I'm asking you the question.
She has the magical formula.
And I'm going to turn off everybody else's mic.
No, but when I'm going to, first of all, I try to select, and the whole family helps me with this, we try to select songs that we think will appeal to everyone. So when we're getting a show together, you know, having fun, thinking, okay, we've got a 3-year-old in the audience and we have a 90, yesterday, what was that guy? A World War II vet. He was 97. It was amazing, actually. We had him at the show. And we try to think, you know, what's gonna make everybody happy out there? And then we also, in doing the show, we try to tell a story about the family and also take them. I kind of like taking them on a little bit of a roller coaster ride. You know, you go, you know.
A sentimental journey.
Yeah, a sentimental journey. Maybe have them laughing, which you can tell John is the one.
Slap him.
Yes.
Yes. Usually after I talk, there's either laughter or like crickets chirping. And
uh-huh.
Like,
I can see that.
Yes. I've had some of those moments where it seemed like a good joke to me and there's nothing.
I can see that happening.
It's just fun. You know, so we'll have comedy, John, done by John. Then, you know, you might have a little tearjerker or then as well as just lots of energy, fun dancing.
And here he is back again.
And here he goes.
The tearjerker is when I sing, it just makes people cry.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I can see that too.
And twinge.
And twinge, yeah, cringe.
Where's that off switch for Jonathan's mic?
Well, he doesn't have a mic. He just keeps trying to hog mine.
Yeah, so I've got these light up buttons that I can just go off.
Okay.
So, but, you know, looking at your website and looking at your family story, you all, like, the show is kind of different every night.
We do the same show as far as when we open in April in Branson. We do the same show, but it's kind of fun because you never know with a live show.
Exactly.
And then with kids,
everything's different.
And, like, for example, Josiah, my son, he has a little cough, so we cut out his song the other night. Tim and Judith's youngest son. We do a Beatles section in the show, and he's like, I can't do this. So we switched it out for something else. It's just fun. And then also, we change it every year as well. We always come back to Branson every year with a new show, and people seem to really like that. So keep things fresh and new.
That's what I think is kind of cool, is that you can keep going back to your show and experience something different.
Definitely.
Every single night. So you guys are poised and ready to play. Like, I can see it. So are you ready for another song?
John's going to start this one on the banjo, and you're going to really like this one.
Okay.
This is one you would never have imagined as a bluegrass song.
Okay.
Okay. Ready?
One, two, three.
All the single ladies.
All the single ladies.
Take two on that. Okay.
Take two.
I came in bad on my singing.
Oh, boy. All the single ladies,
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 put your hands up,
up in the club, we just broke up, I'm doing my own little thing, you decided to dip, but now you get a trip, another brother
noticed me,
I'm up on him,
be up on me,
paying many
attention,
cause I cried my
tears,
amazing. Okay, I love that. And by the way, Grayson loves that song that's my son's name. When he
Hi, Grayson.
Hey, Grayson.
Hi, Grayson. We're not talking about your son. We're talking about us.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
My bad.
Oh, rude. No,
my bad.
I do want.
It's all about you.
Now I'm really curious about Grayson. He loves the song.
He does. He loves Beyonce, and he loves. So a couple of years ago for Christmas, he sat on Santa's lap and he asked for $1 billion, a foosball table, and a single lady.
So, I'll tell you what, a couple of years ago, I sat on Santa's lap and they kicked me out of the mall. Anyway,
of course.
Yeah, let's change someday.
We're going to take a quick break right here. We're going to be talking more with the Duttons coming up here on Four States Live. Stay with us.
Make plans to attend the Pittsburgh Area Chamber of Commerce Job Fair at Memorial Auditorium this Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. The event will be free to attend, and local employers will be on hand to discuss available positions. Pittsburgh Area Chamber of Commerce Job Fair this Wednesday at the Pittsburgh Memorial Auditorium.
Don't miss out on huge savings on a new Bobcat compact excavator. For a limited time, take advantage of 0% financing from Bobcat for 60 months, plus rebates up to $10,000 with approved credit. Go ahead, take on bigger jobs with bigger savings. But hurry, these offers end soon. Call Bobcat of Joplin at 417-385-1770 to learn more today. Offer expires May 31st, 2021. Bobcat of Joplin, 417-385-1770.
When preparing a meal for your family, you want to be sure you're using the very best. We feel the same way about our grain and feed. It's no secret you get the best milk from healthy cows. Goes to say you're happier when getting higher and better quality production from your feed.
Crescent Feed carries the best value, no additives or fillers. We supply feed stores over the local four states. Crescent Feed, family owned and operated since 1925. To find a location in your area or ask for dealer opportunities, call 417-866-4364.
Get your caffeine kick at Smoothie King during happy hour Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Save $2 on all medium smoothies blended with cold brew coffee and healthy ingredients to kickstart your day with the first sip. Smoothie King at 22nd and Rangeline in Joplin.
This segment is brought to you by Freeman Health Systems. Freeman Heart and Vascular Institute has a proven track record of shaving minutes off the time it takes to restore blood flow and save precious heart muscle. In fact, Freeman Heart and Vascular Institute beats the national average by more than 40%.
Here's your sports roundup on 860 AM KKOW and 97.5 FM Joplin.
Good morning, sports fans. In high school baseball, there was plenty of action in Missouri yesterday as El Dorado Springs won 5-3 at Buffalo. Cassville shut out Blue Eye 7-0. College Heights knocked off Diamond 8-4. Mount Vernon falls at Galena, Kansas 3-2. Joplin wins 9-2 at Glendale. Hollister knocked off Marionville at Forsyth 8-4. Ash Grove wins at Jasper 12-4. Lamar wins 11-7 over Butler. Logan Rogersville won 6-2 at McDonald County. Neosho shut out East Newton 10-0. Nixa defeated Carl Junction 6-5 in extra innings. And Carthage was scheduled to host Colgan, but that game was canceled due to wet field conditions and will not be rescheduled. Action in Missouri today has Joplin at home with Lamar. Webb City plays at Aurora. Carthage travels to Rogers, Arkansas. Lockwood plays at Macaulay Catholic. Monette goes to Branson. McDonald County is at Mount Vernon. Seneca is at Neosho. Nevada is home with Harrisonville. Pierce City is home with Pleasant Hope. Bolivar travels to Stockton. Purdy is at home with Reed Spring. El Dorado Springs travels to Warsaw. Sheldon is home with Hume. And Sarcoxy plays at Wheaton. Action in Kansas yesterday. Frontenac won 8-4 at Fort Scott. Labette County picks up an 11-3 win over Parsons. Cherryvale earned back-to-back shutouts of 11-0 and 12-0 over Erie. Riverton knocked off Jayhawk Lynn 3-2 in extra innings. Uniontown falls to Maranatha Christian Academy 12-5 and 7-4. And Oswego at home knocked off St. Paul 12-2 and 10-0. Action in Kansas today has Pittsburgh at home against Labette County. Girard is home with Liberal, Missouri. Iola is at home with Santa Fe Trail. Independence plays at Parsons. Coffeyville goes to Baxter Springs. Columbus is at Southeast. Galena is at home against Diamond. Leon Bluestem plays at Fredonia. Prairie View goes to Wellsville. Colgan is at Carl Junction. And Colony Crest plays at Pleasanton. NFL news, the league is expected to release its new regular season schedule tomorrow. All 32 teams will play 17 games for the first time in league history, with each team receiving one bye week during the season. Coverage of the new schedule release can be seen at 7 o'clock on the NFL Network, online at NFL.com or CBSSports.com, and on the NFL, CBS Sports, and Paramount Plus mobile apps. On a related note, Kansas City has announced that single game tickets for all of their home games will go on sale on Thursday. Jackson County taxpayers will have the opportunity to purchase their tickets Thursday morning at 8 o'clock, with tickets being made available to the general public beginning at noon. Tickets will be sold under a full capacity, and ticket delivery will be through mobile devices only, as walk-up ticket sales will not be available during the season. Fans are also encouraged to purchase parking passes in advance, as those passes will only be delivered through mobile devices. Parking is just $45 per game if purchased in advance, and all single game and group tickets are subject to availability and dynamic pricing. Sports for now, more in about an hour. We now return to Four States Live with Shannon Bruffett.
Back with us again, the Dutton family. The studio is full this morning. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
You guys are so excited. Of course, back in Branson, right?
Yes.
So having fun, doing lots of great things, and doing some amazing things with music. I have to admit, what you guys do with bluegrassifying, is that the term?
Yeah. So we play all styles, and there's a segment in the show where we take songs that really weren't meant to be bluegrass, and we make them into bluegrass.
Oh, come on. You just said Beyonce.
Yes, Beyonce bluegrass style.
Beyonce was just made to be bluegrass. She just didn't know it.
So what do you got on tap for me now?
Oh, this is good. Let surprise
you guys. Ready?
Okay.
Here we go.
I was caught in the middle of a railroad track.
Thunder.
I looked round and I knew there was no turning back.
Thunder.
My mind raced and I thought, what should I do?
Thunder.
And I knew, yes, I knew there was no help from you.
Thunder.
Sound of the drum.
From playing that.
I will say this. I have to.
One, two, three.
Oh, they're going.
Thunder.
Do you like that pause there?
I liked it because the thing of it is, I had to make myself turn off my microphone to not sing because I don't want
to.
I don't want to mess it up. So
you need at least some crowd vocals on the thunders.
We needed the
doing
thunder.
doing it by myself is just a little. It's not quite as thunderous.
Well, I'm with you in spirit.
Okay. Oh,
thunder.
Yes.
We needed some crowd support from you too.
I didn't want to show them up.
Yeah. Well, Chris is just sitting back here.
Chris is amazing, by the way, if you want to meet Chris, too. He's our all-around.
He's our handler.
Sound man, arranger, music guy, drum guy.
Operations manager. He's amazing.
Text me at 1 o'clock in the morning, guy.
Yeah, that would be him.
Yeah.
In a non-creepy way.
Yeah, and I like that. It's in a non-creepy way. So talk a little bit about how you guys got formed. I'm looking at you.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, okay, well, see, I'm married into the mess after they had already started it. So I'm Judith. I'm Tim's wife.
Okay.
And that's our cute daughter right there.
Hello.
Hello.
So it really started with these three, Amy, Tim, and John, their parents. My father-in-law was a professor of economics. And he was going from university into university teaching. And as they started having children, they wanted to do something that would inspire the kids to work hard together and be disciplined. And what they really wanted was to put the kids on a farm and make them get up every morning and milk cows.
Oh, but let me tell you what, dairy farming? No.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they thought too. But they thought they really wanted that discipline. And so what they came up with was violin lessons. And so instead of milking cows, they milk violins.
So,
and then that grew and grew and grew until the Dutton Family Theater Complex it is today.
So we're all classically trained, and then we got introduced to bluegrass.
So it was. So we took classical violin lessons,
it's just the regular classical bluegrass players, kind of that genre.
Yeah,
that,
I get.
We fit into that little box.
So let me ask you this, because I was trained classically on violin, but there's a difference between violin and fiddle. Am I correct?
A little bit, but the clientele is pretty much the same. Like the fan base is pretty much the same bunch of people.
I don't know. If you ask my child who plays Bach and Beethoven, like full Bach and Beethoven, yeah, he'll argue.
It's more just the style and the song selection. It's like you can play ragtime on the piano. There you go.
This is...
So there's
that's Bach.
Bach on the
violin. I majored in classical
violin.
That's
what she was like, I'm going to get her done. And then she pulls that out.
and then I play.
It's different.
So we can fiddle. I can fiddle too.
It's totally different. I will tell you that. Like it's a different feel. It's, you know, a different momentum and that sort of thing.
A lot of my friends that also went, you know, to college and did the classical violin, they're like, I cannot. I've tried to fiddle. I can't do it.
Maybe I couldn't.
It's because I started, we started really young on the classical violin. I was 3, but then when I was 7, we started taking bluegrass lessons on the side. So maybe it's because we started young on that as well. I don't know. But we just had a blast.
I like being bilingual on instruments.
Yeah.
It is. So, Amy. So, Amy, you play guitar, right?
My name is Jessica.
Jessica, my bad. I'm looking at you, and I wrote down the names, and then you guys switched places.
I know, sorry.
Yeah.
Tell them everything you play, Jessica.
Yeah, okay, so I play guitar in this section for the show, but my primary instrument, I would actually say, is the violin.
Really?
Yes. I also started on classical violin lessons when I was about 4. And it just kind of grew from there. So in the show, I play violin, guitar, a little bit of the bass guitar, and I also do a mandolin solo in the show.
And she has a killer voice, and she has just started writing her own music. She's amazing.
It's really a work in progress, yeah.
So talk about the I'm kind of interested in the composition because my son, I've kind of told you during commercial breaks, a little bit about my son, but he composes his own music.
Wonderful.
How do you go about the composition
process? Right. So as somebody who is musically trained, you would think that I would start from the music side rather than from a lyrical side, but I actually went to school as an English major. So I start with lyrics. The lyrics are really what drive the music part of the creation mm-hmm. process for me. So it's really very integrated together, and the ideas for an initial idea for a song is always lyrics first for me.
I will tell you this, I don't know if you guys would be interested in it, but my son has composed a song for Pi Day.
That sounds wonderful.
That sounds yummy.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, is that just numbers out to the 100th decimal point?
Yes.
3.142. Yeah.
3.1415.
Yeah, I was just making, after 3.14, I'm just making it up.
He's got it down to about 60 numbers.
Oh, good for you.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a very useful day-to-day skill.
Though. Yeah, I don't know what we would use it for, but whatever.
By the way, do you know what the ratio is between...
Oh, don't ask me math. This is why
this is a good one. The ratio between...
Hashtag dumb dad jokes.
The diameter and the circumference of an igloo.
No!
It's exactly one Eskimo pie.
Okay. All right. We're going to be taking
hashtag
a break.
Dumb John jokes. I warned you.
Dumb dad jokes, and there are plenty of them out there.
Dumb jokes.
Oh, that's what we need to hash.
Right,
yeah.
Yeah, that's the one.
All right.
I did it. I said it right.
All right. We've got more coming up on Four States Live. Don't go anywhere.
Your radio station for the Trading Post. Saturday mornings at 9 on 860 AM KKOW and 97.5 FM Joplin. Listen anytime, anywhere with the new 860 AM KKOW app. Download the app for free at KKOWAM.com. Powered by Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. You're going to dig it in Pittsburgh near the junction of U.S. Highways 69 and 400.
A Fazoli's fan favorite is back. It's Baked Fettuccine Alfredo. Get your fettuccine fix without breaking the bank for just $6.99. Plus, get unlimited breadsticks when you dine in for a limited time only at Fazoli's.
Fazoli's.
Some things were just made to go together, like peanut butter and jelly, Jack and Jill, and the Stars and Stripes. And you can add tax refund time paired with the spring sale going on now at Tatum Motor Company to the list. It's a great time to check out their Mahindra tractors. They're heavier with more built-in weight, so you can push more, pull more, and lift more. Whether it's hauling a bale of hay, safely pulling a float in a parade, or rescuing a neighbor who is stuck in the mud, Mahindras are tough. You gotta be if you're gonna be the world's number one selling farm tractor. And they offer up to 7-year powertrain warranties on most models. And their tractors are made of steel, not plastic. So you'll never be envious of any other brands. So check out the spring sale going on now at Tatum Motor Company. If you're shopping for a Mahindra tractor or package deal, call Tatum for a price quote. They promise they won't be undersold. Plus, they've got a top-notch parts department and always service what they sell. Tatum Motor Company in Anderson, Missouri, or Springdale, Arkansas, and online at TatumMotor.com. The Big Iron Overland Rally is happening May 14th through the 16th at Big Brutish just outside West Mineral, Kansas. Big Iron is a 3-day campout and musical experience with many activities for family fun, as well as performances from many local artists featuring the Adam Johnston Band, Dance Monkey Dance, and Dirty Strings on Friday. Saturday lineup includes Arkansas, Sequel Dose, and Cadillac Jackson. Food trucks, vendors, and Big Brutish tours all at the Big Iron Overland Rally. For tickets or more information, go to Big Iron Overland.
Convoy of Hope has a driving passion to feed the world. Through disaster response, community events, and children's feeding initiatives, the humanitarian relief organization is delivering food and hope to the hungry and hurting. To learn more, visit convoyofhope.org.
This weather update is brought to you by Westgate Trailers in Springfield, home of big-time inventory and small-town prices. Their full-service shop can install hitches, truck beds, and brake controls, and offers truck and trailer tires and much more. Westgate Trailers, 417-351-6974, or online at westgatetrailer.net.
Here's your local news on 860 AM KKOW and 97.5 FM Joplin.
This is your KOAM news update. I'm Tanya Bach. Authorities identify a man found in Tar Creek. Police with the Grand River Dam Authority identified the man as 24-year-old Casey Hampton of Miami. A resident on Saturday found Hampton's body in Tar Creek just north of the Neosho River in Miami on Saturday. The investigation is still ongoing. Police identify a man who died in a crash on Saturday. They say that man was 26-year-old Chance Olson. Authorities say Olson was riding his motorcycle on 32nd Street when he hit a Chevy Tahoe making a turn onto Connecticut. Olson was taken to the hospital where he died. The occupants of the Tahoe were not hurt. No injuries reported after authorities say a Carl Junction school bus was rear-ended by a truck. It happened yesterday afternoon near the intersection of Fleece Lane and Peace Church Avenue in Jasper County. According to the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the driver of the truck thought the gas pedal was the brake. From the KOAM newsroom, I'm Tanya Bach.
KOAMNewsNow.com, offering expanded breaking news and local coverage in the four states. Watch full newscasts from KOAM and Fox 14. See breaking news events and get weather alerts wherever you are. KOAMNewsNow.com, your go-to source for online news.
Here's your forecast on 860 AM KKOW and 97.5 FM Joplin.
Wet weather is going to be increasing, especially as we go into the afternoon. Cloudy and cool with scattered showers moving from west to east. It'll be breezy with a high 59. Showers will continue throughout the evening, our low in the upper 40s, and with a clearing sky Wednesday, our high 63, sunny, warmer Thursday, and 68. From the AMI Radio Group 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
And welcome back. It is Four States Live, and John is with us this morning. Of course, the Dutton family is with us. John's in his
mainly
stance.
He's in his banjo stance. He's got like one leg bent, kind of like in a lunge, and he's got his butt kind of arched out.
Well, yeah, you can. It's not banned. It's not banned. So it's all good.
Seven seconds. It's kind of scary looking.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary looking.
But you guys are ready to perform for us again.
Ready.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you ready?
3, 2, 1.
Dale.
cuerpo alegría, Macarena, que te cuerpo dale alegría, cosa buena. Dale a tu cuerpo alegría, Macarena.
Macarena.
Dale a tu cuerpo alegría, Macarena, que te cuerpo dale alegría, cosa buena. Dale a tu cuerpo alegría, Macarena.
Macarena.
To you, babe.
Ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no valley low enough, ain't no river wide enough to keep me from you. Ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no valley low enough, ain't no river wide enough to keep me from you. Ain't no mountain high enough.
From getting to you, babe.
Take it, Amy! Mandolin!
Banjo!
I love it. I wish I'm one person clapping, but that's, you know, that was amazing. You saw me over here dancing.
Yes, yes.
So it drummed up thinking of Bridget Jones's Diary. Have you all seen that?
Yes. Yes.
Just for the people at home to picture the dancing, just go on YouTube and search for break dancing, and that's kind of, you'll see some of the.
Or Elaine.
Oh,
Elaine. I do that really well.
Beautiful.
Like, I can do the Elaine dance really well. Like,
that's amazing, actually. That takes skill.
Yeah, it does.
And balance.
And two thumbs.
And I've got those. So we're good there. So, Amy, I've got to ask you, because you're close to the microphone right now, but what's the last year been like for you guys as performers? Because, like, my son's a performer. But he's not a professional performer. But how important is it to have the audience back for you guys?
That's actually a really good question. This last year has been crazy. You know, I mean, when COVID hit, we all of a sudden, you know, had to cancel shows. We were in Arizona at the time, so we immediately came back to Branson. And we're sitting there, you know, shut down the theater, couldn't do anything. And we keep hearing, you know, oh man, we were just having to stay at home. All these people that we knew couldn't do anything. So we thought, let's start a live stream. So we started doing that every week. Mm-hmm. And we're still doing them. I think we're into our 50th or 60th live stream. I don't know. It's quite a
39 plus 11.
Okay. There we
don't
go.
Don't make me do math. That's 40. Why I got into TV. And now I'm in radio. So
people have been looking forward to those every week. They say you helped us get through COVID. So there was that. We were relating to the audience that way, you know, and they would comment on our YouTube live stream. You know, we could chat with them live and all that. But then when we were able to open in person, that was really special, even though we had to do the social distancing. And all of that. That was in May last year. So the fact that Branson was able to function through this whole thing was amazing anyway. That was a huge blessing for us with this is what we do, you know, for our careers. And it was just amazing. But just to see it, what was cool
is you could tell the people that came to the show were so appreciative to just be at a show, because, you know, we had been all cooped up. So it was, even though people were spaced out, you could totally feel the love from the audience.
Spaced out. It was physical distancing.
Not spaced out. Spaced out.
Well, I get where you're coming from.
Thank you, Judith.
Well, the thing of it is,
socially distanced.
Socially distanced.
Yes. Well, like, I haven't been anywhere since 2017.
Really? Where were you?
Well, yeah.
You have your own private pandemic?
You entered the COVID pandemic a little early.
Yeah, there's kind of a backstory there that we'll save. But,
okay.
But yeah, no, I mean, I haven't been anywhere in a long time, and my kid is like, I want out. And so I think it's great to see that we're seeing things coming back on board. Talk about the importance for you having the audience reaction. Like, I know I'm only one person in a studio, so like me clapping probably wasn't enough, but like
we are really excited for tourism to get back to the level it was before the pandemic. When we first opened, people were so excited to go somewhere. We had a sold out distanced show, so the most people we get in was still socially distancing
opening, I think.
And that was our opening show in May 2020. And it was wonderful. They were very energetic. And when there's, so we've tried shows without people. It's much more fun with people.
Well, I can only imagine. Well, I mean, I did little theater and I've done performing. You feed off the audience.
Oh, yeah. When the energy's there, we love it. When it's not there, it's like pulling teeth, you know. It's just, give me some energy.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about some of those difficulties. Like, what was that like when you...
Well, we did one show, I remember, on the road in Florida, and we just were not feeling it from the audience. It was, we weren't getting the energy. We felt like we were putting so much out, and it wasn't going anywhere. And after the show, they said, oh, my gosh, we loved it. I've never clapped so hard in my life.
Wasn't there this cute little old lady? She's like, my hands turned red. I was trying to clap so hard.
Yeah. So that was one where they were giving the energy. We just couldn't feel it.
From the stage,
so
it's a little bit of distance.
That is a good point. As a performer, if you're looking out there and you can't tell if they're enjoying it, I just always think, they're enjoying it. I just tell that to myself, because then afterward, we always meet these amazing people.
Oh, he's stepping up.
I want to say, I'm a little bit different than some of my siblings as far as that goes. Like, when I speak and sing and play,
different?
I just want to say that I mean, I enjoy listening to myself, and so it doesn't matter if anyone else enjoys it or not. At least there's one person that's entertained by the things that I say, which is myself.
Well, let's be honest.
We've noticed one interesting thing about the masking during the pandemic, you know, because it could either hide their good reactions or it hides their bad reactions.
Uh-huh. So, or it can muffle John.
Yes. And not to make anyone feel self-conscious, but, you know, people that are sitting on the front row, we can see you usually.
Yes.
So if you are sleeping on the front row, we can see that.
That's only
when Amy starts playing the classical piece.
Oh my.
So, you know, we like it when people smile. That's nice, you know, smiling back.
Not that you folks need to feel like you need to perform for us while we're trying to entertain you.
Yes, they do.
Although we give out awards for best audience performances.
Yes.
Okay, well, this is getting out of control a little bit here, but of course, you can check out tickets. We actually have tickets available through our station here in Joplin. You can also go to thedutton's.com and check out tickets there. Get down to Branson. Get out there, folks. So we're going to be checking in with them one more time here on Four States Live in just a few moments. Don't go anywhere.
Your favorite radio station for the morning roundup with James. 860 AM KKOW. And 97.5 FM Joplin.
KKOW 860 AM and 97.5 FM want you to know that May is National Beef Month. Did you know that there are more than 800,000 ranchers and cattle producers in the United States, and that approximately 97% of these are classified as being family farms? KKOW Radio and FCS Financial want to thank area beef producers, as well as the next generation of beef producers who are gearing up to show cattle at fair and livestock events this summer. Keep up the good work.
So yes, your late nights might feel different these days, but thankfully, the morning after McDonald's breakfast never does. Because it's the duty of a sizzling, cheesy sausage McMuffin, crispy fried hash browns, and a hot, steamy cup of McCafe to get you through your day.
The savory sausage biscuit and any size soft drink, each are just a dollar,
on McDonald's D123 menu. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
When you order your sizzling McDonald's breakfast this morning, you might learn something important about yourself. Like, are you the kind of person who picks the melted, overflowing American cheese that got stuck to the wrapper before enjoying your delicious breakfast sandwich? Or after?
Savor the taste of the chicken biscuit and chicken McGriddles. Now you can mix and match any two for just $3. Single item at regular price. Price and participation may vary.
Live entertainment is back at Kansas Crossing Casino. Check out our live entertainment lineup at kansascrossingcasino.com. All shows on the casino floor are free and open to the public. Gambling problem? Getting help is your best bet. Call 800-522-4700. Must be 21 years or older. Don't miss the chance to catch a live show. Visit kansascrossingcasino.com for details. Kansas Crossing Casino. You're gonna dig it.
This is the results for the South Coffeyville Stockyard Sale from Friday, May the 7th. We had a light run due to volatility in the marketplace. In the steer market, choice steers weighing 300 pounds and down brought 155 to 175. 3 to 4 weight steers brought 130 to 155. 4 to 5 weight steers brought 135 to 163. 5 to 6 weight steers brought 153 to 169. 6 to 7 weight steers brought 133 to 146. And steers weighing 700 pounds and up brought 120 to 134. In the heifer market, choice heifers weighing 300 pounds and down brought 151 to 162. 3 to 4 weight heifers brought 136 to 146. 4 to 5 weight heifers brought 133 to 147. 5 to 6 weight heifers brought 129 to 144. 6 to 7 weight heifers brought 129 to 135. And heifers weighing over 700 pounds brought $1.20 to $1.25. In the cow market, pairs brought from $8.50 to $9.10, bred stock cows brought from $7.10 to $9.10, high-yielding and high-dressing cows brought 50 cents to 69 cents, with utility and commercial cows bringing 40 to 64 cents, and canners and cutters bringing 57 cents and back. In the bull market, high-yielding bulls brought from $65 to $106, and low-yielding bulls brought from $60 and back. South Coffeyville Stockyards holds a sale every Friday beginning at 11 a.m. For more information, contact Tylen Layton at 918-255-6200.
GNT Agronomy is ready to give your planter a full precision planting facelift with DeltaForce, V-Drive, and Speed2. Your planter will be ready to make the dust fly after you make the decision. The precision decision at TNT Agronomy in Coffeyville. Get a free planter evaluation and a custom plan to higher profits today. Just call Zach, 620-255-3662, or visit TNT Agronomy on Facebook. Simple technology to maximize your farm.
And welcome back. We are with the Duttons, of course, back in Branson, ready to entertain visitors from around the world in Branson. You guys, you're going to take us a little bit back in time with this next song.
It was a long time ago.
It was like the week I was born.
A long time.
Just letting you know, it was the year I was born.
Should we give anything away or let them guess?
Oh, let them guess.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
Here we go.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you.
Amazing. Amazing. And thank you for taking me back 43 years. 43 years. You were, did you not realize that?
Oh, I guess if I thought about it, yes.
So, Tim, talk a little bit about how you guys bluegrassify, which, you know, I know that they add new words to the dictionary every year, like Google is now a verb.
Right, right.
So exactly. How do you bluegrassify?
So bluegrassify is now a new verb.
Yes.
So we take some I'm of call- our favorite
oh, shut
song.
Up.
Requires a banjo. That's all it needs.
Okay.
Well, yes, of course, it requires a banjo, a mandolin, a guitar, a bass, and a fiddle. And it requires just picking what we think is the most far-out song that is totally not bluegrass and making it
well,
into bluegrass.
And you gave us a challenge.
Yes.
When we come and visit again, what's happening?
Okay, so I've challenged you that, because I know you guys want to come back in the winter when you guys get ready for your Christmas program. I have challenged you to find any New Kids on the Block song.
Because we have the biggest New Kids on the Block
fan
right here. Fangirl right here.
That's right, our radio host.
Yeah, like I wear this jacket every day.
It's really cute.
Thank
I
you.
Like it.
I got it from the 09 tour.
Nice.
Yeah, and I've gotten to touch them all.
And who's your favorite?
Joey Mac.
I like Joey too.
Yeah, Joey McIntyre. Like those blue eyes, and those eyes are that blue.
Wow. Jessica over here, she's being really quiet. It's because she can totally relate, because she's that kind of fan.
Okay.
Of BTS.
You. Oh, you're a BTS fan.
Just a little bit.
She knows Korean.
She has a pillow with all their faces
that
in
was
the
a
car
gift.
That
it
she
was a
snuggled
gift.
With yes. all the way up
No,
here.
She does snuggle with it. I've seen her snuggle with that pillow. And then she learned Korean.
I mean, I've learned some Korean. I know how to read the alphabet like a four-year-old.
I will tell you this, my former co-anchor, when I worked at the ABC affiliate, he bought me New Kids on the Block pillow covers.
That is amazing. See, that's what best friends do.
That's what they do. And you know what? They're silk, so they don't tear my hair.
Very nice.
They don't tear my hair. So
no, I don't know what mine's made out of, but my best friend just ordered it off the internet. She's like, you needed this. And you know, I told you,
you need
know
it.
Right.
And by the way, well, I don't have my car here today. I had to drive my husband's truck. But when you see my car, I'm the one with a license plate frame that says I'd rather be listening to New Kids on the Block.
Wow.
Like I'm kind of hardcore.
She is amazing. An Uber fan.
Yeah. I am kind of hardcore. So Jessica, what's it like for you guys to be back in the theater?
It's absolutely amazing. I mean, performing live on stage is one of the most rewarding things that you can do, especially since we're changing the show all the time. We're always working up new things, and being able to share that people and get that immediate audience feedback is always something just so special. And I'm so glad that we still have we're still able to have a place for it in this current
climate. Well, and something that you, that's very interesting, is Jessica is the oldest of all of the third generation. And when you come to the show, you get to see my parents on stage.
Right.
And then all of us, I say us kids, you know, and then our children. So, and Jessica happens to be the oldest. She's 24.
Right.
And then there's
so the family moved to Branson, actually the year I was born in 1997. So I can always remember we've been in Branson for 24 years.
Okay. You're pointing out your age because I was born in 77. So I really don't want to hear it.
I got you beat. No worries.
Okay. And Judith is.
Is that 1977?
Oh yeah. My gosh.
Or it could have been 1877. Yeah, I don't know.
I remember going to the Star Wars opening.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm that
78?
Wait.
No.
Star Wars came out in 78. I was born in
68.
So I will tell you this. Elvis died 8 days after I was born.
I remember that, too. Elvis dying, not you being born.
Yeah. You weren't there. There's no need for it to, you know, for that to happen. But
I can just imagine all the younger viewers just enthralled with this conversation, talking about things they've never heard of.
They're like, Elvis?
Speaking of, not to say things you've never heard of, but if you have not heard of the Duttons, now, do you like how I segued that back?
Yes.
Okay, back
do
to
my
Duttons.
Job for me.
So
yes.
If you do not know about the Duttons, go on to YouTube. And you can search the Duttons, and we have how many music videos, Tim, do we have?
Over 100 music
yes.
videos.
We have over 100 music videos. We have done over 3 or 4 PBS specials. We have been on America's Got Talent.
We made it to the top 10. And then we were on Nickelodeon last year on America's...
2 years ago. 2 years ago. Thank you, Jessica.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We did, we're
pre-COVID.
We're 2019, last year.
America's Most Musical Family. Yes.
And I just have a special request. If anyone comes to the show and thinks anything I've ever said ever is in any way funny, let my wife know. According to her, I have zero humor. So that would be great.
I'm still pitching
thank you,
stuff.
Josh.
Now I've given them a reason to come now to tell my wife that I'm funny.
And yes, John, we'll let you think that. But anyway, we also...
Do you let him have a mic on the stage?
I know. It's yeah. He actually has a headset.
It's attached to
it's
my
attached.
Head.
But
that's why we brought Chris. But, so Chris actually...
So you run audio?
Yes. Yes.
So you can mute him, right?
He doesn't know it, but yes.
Okay. As long as you've got the...
On stage, my mouth is moving. Like, I can't hear that.
Yeah.
Sounds coming.
That, how, oh, that's an amazing trick. It is. Can we not do that to most people in our lives? Just.
Everybody had a mute button.
Well, they do have those, you know, the Bluetooth earbuds.
I just muted you.
Yep.
Muted you. No, but one more thing. We have a special on RFD, which is a cable network, called,
yes.
And it's called The Duttons Through the Years. And we have episodes airing every Friday night.
Friday at 6:30 Central.
And that is actually been
and
one
Tuesday
of...
Tuesday afternoons.
Yes, and we have so many people coming to see us on that. Chris, well, actually, he's our golf cart driver, too. Chris, get over
get
here
get
and
get
you tell
here.
Them...
You can share the mic with
tell
me.
Tell them what people are saying when you drive that golf cart.
Well, actually, that's one thing that they talk about, because it's one of my jobs to see where everybody's coming from and why they're coming in to see the show. And as I'm driving the cart, I'm also trying to sell Tupperware. And I wanted to tell them about
Amway. Take us with you wherever you go. 860 AM KKOW Pittsburgh and 97.5 FM K248 DR Joplin.